The PGA Championship is here. Who is going to win this prestigious tournament, the second major of the year? Stay tuned to this episode and listen to the picks that Nick and I make for the PGA Championship. See who's going to come out on top on this great rivalry that Nick and I have so far for the majors this year. Get ready because we have some really good picks for you.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast, back to another prediction show like we did for the Masters. Nick and I are going to give our PGA Championship predictions. We had a really good match for the Masters, and we will go over those picks and those results with you. But Nick, welcome back, man. What's going on?
What's going on?
I don't know it. It's been good, man. Been busy.
Yeah,
golf season is in full swing, no pun intended. How about you guys over there at Golf Galaxy? I know you guys are always busy over there selling out equipment.
Yeah. I mean, we're the one-stop shop for everything golf, just grinding away.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you are the one-stop shop. You are like the only game in town here in the upstate of South Carolina. There's a few other stores here locally, but definitely you guys are that big box store for sure here in the upstate, and y'all do a really good job. Congrats on all that success you guys have over there.
Yeah, we try to do our best there and provide good service and just a good experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, the experience, right? I mean, that's what we're here for, is to give people a good golfing experience, whether it's you at the store, whether it's me at the golf course and coaching, and that's what it's all about. So, yeah. So, our Masters picks. And I said at the last podcast, at the end of that podcast, I would go over this, and this guy come out on top, I'm super proud to say.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it was a good match. I'm going to go over it. Cause,
well, we would have tied, wouldn't we? If he wouldn't have won.
Yeah. So, Jon Rahm winning, that was huge for me.
It was all Koepka's fault.
Yeah. Well, Koepka, I thought he was going to win that thing. You know, it was he just kind of had that collapse on the final day. But I was really, really proud of Jon Rahm winning that. I think he just deserved it more than anything else, as far as I'm concerned. More than anyone else, I should say, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely earned it. He took charge when he needed to take charge, and that's where, you know, the greats are separated from the others. He's making his way up the charts there.
Well, you know, I just felt really good about him. You know, he's always played well at the Masters, and I just felt like he was playing well this season. And I just felt really good about going with him. And I'll be honest with you, Nick. I'm not.
It was only because I picked Scheffler.
100%. Because if I would have won that coin toss, I was going to pick Scottie Scheffler. Because I mean, that was the safe pick, right? I mean, I know I don't blame you for
both
picking
of them
him.
Were.
Yeah, but I would have picked Scheffler first. So I guess it was good I lost that coin toss and ended up taking Rahm. But let's go over these picks here. As a reminder to everyone, I had John in that first matchup. I had Rahm, and you had Scheffler. Of course, Rahm won, so that earned me a point. And then Rahm winning the Masters earned me three additional points. Scheffler did finish in the top 10, so you did get a point from Scheffler. So just that match alone, it was 4-1. And then I had Rory, and you had Thomas. And, of course, they both missed the cut, but I still awarded you a point because Thomas finished +4 and then McIlroy finished +5.
Yeah, since they're playing each other.
That's right.
Technically.
That's right. So it didn't matter if they both missed the cut or not. It was about who finished ahead of the other. So you got a point for Thomas. And then I had Cam Smith and you had Max Homa. I got a point for Cam Smith because he finished tied for 34th. And then Homa finished tied for 43rd. So that got me a point there. And then I had Tony Finau, and you had Xander Schauffele, and you actually got 2 points off Schauffele there, because Schauffele finished tied for 10th, Finau finished tied for 26th. So you got a point there, and you got an additional point because Schauffele finished in the top 10. And then the bonus picks. This was, man, I hated rooting for Patrick Reed. I did not like doing that. I'm not a big Patrick Reed fan. I'm sorry. I've never been a big fan. And he finished tied for 4th. So he got me 2 points. He beat Dustin Johnson, who you had picked, because he tied for 48th. And he finished that top 10. So he put me over the top there, too. So definitely owe it to Patrick Reed and John Rahm. Maybe I need to start rooting for Patrick Reed more, because he really helped me out here. So the total was, I had 7 points and you had 4. So that's where we stand going into the PGA Championship. I've got a 3-point lead so far. And we're going to make our picks today. We're going to do it the same way. So we're going to do 4 head-to-heads, and then we're going to do 2 bonus pick, or 1 bonus pick per. And that bonus pick has to be outside of the top 50. And then we'll see how we come out. Remember, this is all the majors. So just because I'm up 7-4 does not mean this thing is over, right?
No, because, I mean, I could have 2 guys get 2 points each, mm-hmm. and you only get 1.
Mm-hmm.
So there's room for opportunity, but it's a 3-point deficit is not ideal. And
mm-hmm. You getting ready for those hot wings?
No. We'll see.
I'm going to make those things so hot, too. If you end up having to do that, that's going to be funny. So
I'm going to get you back somehow.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So remember, the bet is whoever loses this thing at the end of the season, all 4 majors, has to eat like the hottest hot wings ever. And I'm going to record it, and it'll be on our social media page, Go Forth Golf, and on TikTok, Go Forth Golf. So Instagram, Go Forth Golf, TikTok, Go Forth Golf. Make sure you go follow those 2 pages. I've got a lot of cool reels that I've posted out there, golf instruction tips that'll really help you with your game, and super informative. So make sure you go follow those 2 platforms on Instagram and on TikTok. So before we get started, I wanted to do a little bit of a recap of the PGA Tour season so far. So we've had several victories since the last time you and I talked. Of course, you had John Rahm winning the Masters, and Matthew Fitzpatrick with a great win at the RBC. Really happy to see him win that. It was a cool story. You saw that, where him and his family had gone to visit Hilton Head as a kid, like every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of he and his family there at the Heritage Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to come back there where his family vacationed and to win that tournament meant the world to him and his family.
That was 2 playoffs in a row for that tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it had Spieth in the playoff in both, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. So great tournament. Really happy for Matt Fitzpatrick and his family. That was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of pressure to perform, and especially in a playoff environment, but nothing that those 2 guys haven't seen before in tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
A major for Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. He's got a major win.
Yeah. It was just impressive that he stuck it that close on a difficult pin location, and he just, you know, put the nail in the coffin, basically.
Yeah,
great. Put a lot of pressure on Spieth to perform, and didn't quite do it.
Yeah, great golf shot there at the end, for sure. So the Zurich Classic, we had Nick Hardy winning that one. And then the Mexico Open, Tony Finau with his 2nd victory of the season. Really happy to see that, because, as I mentioned, we were watching the Full Swing documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I just became a huge fan of Finau after watching that. So really glad to see him get his 2nd victory of the season. And then the Wells Fargo Championship right up the road here from where we are in Charlotte. Wyndham Clark with a victory. And then as of we're recording this, the AT&T Byron Nelson, Jason Day,
mm-hmm.
with That's a victory.
To see him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had a huge drought there. And
He fell off and had, I guess, injuries,
mm-hmm.
Battling some health issues. So it was really really good to see him and performing at that level again. But it's really cool going back to Finau. I believe it was that last tournament that he won was he just won that tournament, and then later that night was out carrying his son's bag, kind of caddying for him, just playing.
Mm.
So, I mean, the dedication to the family, and after a nice victory like that, and most people go home, celebrate, relax, but he was out there with his son on the course.
Yeah.
Just grinding away,
yeah,
having a good time.
Yeah, it's awesome. So before we get into our predictions, I thought we'd maybe discuss a little bit about the golf course, a little bit about the history. They're playing at Oak Hill, and this is not the first time that Oak Hill has hosted a PGA Championship. This is actually the fourth time, believe it or not, that they have hosted just a PGA Championship, and this is actually their seventh major at Oak Hill. They had three U.S. Opens there as well,
mm-hmm.
and you can also count the 1995 Ryder Cup. So they've had three PGA Championships, three U.S. Opens, the 95 Ryder Cup, and of course this year's PGA Championship, making it their seventh total major there at Oak Hill. So a popular destination.
I think it's the second most visited place for the PGA Championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think you're right on
There's
that.
There's another course. I don't remember what the other one was, but I do remember seeing that little stat there.
Yeah, and so Oak Hill, they've kind of gone through some renovations. They decided that they wanted to make some design changes, and it was approved by their board of directors there at the club and by their membership, just to kind of take the course back to the way Donald Ross had originally designed it, his concepts of that particular golf course way back in 1925. And they decided that, you know, hey, we want to take it back to what we used to have here. Some of those changes were made using the sketches that Donald Ross had originally made, some aerial photographs, some old photographs that they had taken as well. And then one of the changes that they did was they actually made the greens, they restored the greens back to the original Donald Ross dimensions. So how he originally designed these greens, the dimensions of the greens.
Like the sizes and undulations?
Correct. Yeah, so they decided to take it back to those same dimensions, which I thought was really cool. They also removed like over 200 trees.
Well, that was one big thing that I noticed about that course was there's tons of oak trees, hence the name oak in the name of the course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... I guess that's good. Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, their reasoning was they wanted to kind of reveal some of the previously unseen vistas there on the golf course and to restore some of the original angles and approaches to the greens that it originally had, and that's why they took out some of those trees. And then also the 5th, 6th, and the 15th holes, those were totally rebuilt to reflect Ross's original plans for the golf course. So they've made a lot of drastic changes there to Oak Hill. I can't wait to watch it on television, see those changes, and then see how it affects the players. Mm-hmm. You know, how are they going? Because, you know, it's a tough golf course. It's historically known as a tough golf course.
I feel like most of those northeast golf courses are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Wingfoot's another one.
Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it a little challenging,
mm-hmm.
sometimes tight. Thick rough. I mean, they can do that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch. I love tournaments like this. I love when the golf course is playing tough, because, you know, we don't get to see these guys struggle that much. You know, sometimes they play these easy courses, or I say easy, but easy for them,
mm-hmm.
and go super low. And I don't think you're gonna see some really low numbers on this one.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
The big thing, the whole reason why they make it look so easy is because they're long.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taking one or two less clubs than the average golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you're taking an 8-iron in when somebody's taking a 6 or 7. That's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. No question.
I mean, that's how they make it look easy. And, of course, they're practicing day in and day out. So, yeah. Yeah, any challenge that can be added is nice.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of makes you think that, hey, they struggle just like us, and
mm-hmm.
they got to really think and work their way around and really maximize that mental aspect of the game.
Yeah, and it's going to be important with these picks we make, right? I mean, who's going to be, you know, they got to be able to hit greens and regulation, and who's got a higher percentage of doing that? And so, you know, those are things we take in consideration when we're making our picks, you know, not only what kind of hot streak they're on, and but how they play in courses that are designed the way Oak Hill is, and then their driving percentage off the tee. You know, how many fairways are they hitting, and greens in regulation, like I mentioned, how many putts. So all these things we try to take in consideration. At least I try to take in consideration.
Well, I mean, I try to do the same thing too, but at the end of the day, it's golf is golf, and somebody can come out and just absolutely be explosive. I mean, Wyndham Clark is a perfect example. Nobody thought about him going into the Wells Fargo, but there he stood.
And this golf is so hard to predict. I think we talked about this last time. It's so difficult to predict because anybody could win. It's a huge field, and you just never know. I mean, who would have guessed that Fitzpatrick would have won the U.S. Open last year, you know?
Yeah.
Or that Mito was going to be down to the wire and possibly winning that PGA Championship. You know, that's the beauty of the game, right? Anybody can come out of anywhere to win this thing. But obviously, you know, when we're making our picks, you know, we got to go with who we think's the favorites. Nobody can really predict if a Wyndham Clark can come out of nowhere and win something like this, right? So we got to make the safe picks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so thought we'd do a coin toss again. You had mentioned that maybe I should go first since I, you know, won the last one and get the honors, but I felt like, you know what, let's just keep it fair. Let's still do the coin toss.
Well, you get to call it then.
I'm going
to
call it? Okay. All right, you ready? All right, this is for the first pick for the head-to-head. All right, I'm going to flip the coin, see if I catch it this time. I did. I didn't call it, though.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, let's do that again. All right, heads. It would be tails.
All right.
That sucks. All right. Second pick in a row, or second flip in a row that I've lost, but that come out to my advantage last time. That's why I'm going to look at this. So you get first pick, man.
Wasn't expecting to go first.
You got to be prepared.
Well, there's so many different players and so many good choices. I'm still going to stick with Scheffler.
All right. So Nick's going with Scottie Scheffler for that first pick. Can't blame you there.
He was strong in this tournament here this week. So, I mean, he's consistent and he stays at the top. He's obviously going to be a strong favorite to win it, but the thing that I'm looking at is no matter where he finishes, he's still going to be floating up there somewhere, and he's a really good potential to be a top 10 to potentially, hopefully, get me 2 points and climb out of this three-point deficit here.
Well, you know what? Since Rom did so well for me with that head-to-head matchup, I'm going with Rom again. So we're going to see.
I hope he flops.
I'm sure you do. So we're going to go with a Scheffler-Rom match. The second match between these two guys. So Scheffler-Rom 2 is what we'll call it in the PGA Championship. And hopefully Rom can come back on top again. I'm a little nervous about this one because I was going to take Scheffler like I was going to do for the Masters because I just feel like, is Rom still, you know, does he still have that lingering high from the Masters victory? We saw he did pretty good at the RBC Heritage. Wasn't too bad. I mean, considering he'd come off the very next week, made the cut, did pretty well as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know. We'll see. So I'm going to go with Rom. So first match, Nick with Scheffler and myself with Rom.
Well, that's what you normally see. Is it's like the high and they kind of float down. They don't really go down too far, but they don't really stay, like you said, on that high, like really anybody. The only people I can really think of are, I guess, Tiger and Jack. I mean, they stay, but Scheffler stays up there consistently. He's a very consistent player, and regardless if he wins, he is somewhere up at the top. It seems like.
All right, so match two, I get first pick. I'm going to go right off the bat here. Not going to waste any time. Jordan Spieth. Jordan has a chance to win the Grand Slam in this golf tournament. It's the only one that eludes him right now, and I think he's going to come in there. I think he's laser-focused. I think he's striking the ball well. I think he's had some good showings this year. I like Spieth. I think he's got a lot of reason to come out there and just take this thing, because that just caps off that career grand slam for him.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect pick, because I mean, he has been, that's something that's eluded him, and not only that, it's just jumping back in it to have another major under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite some time for him, and he's due for one, it seems like. So
yeah,
again, the consistent golf, something is going to click sooner than later, and it is a very good, strong possibility that this could be it, and it could be the perfect storm for him.
We'll see. I hope so. So who are you going to go against Spieth?
I want to do Thomas, but I mean, he won it last year. Mm-hmm. There's a good possibility. He does the same thing. He, you know, comes out of nowhere and just will shock everybody. He just throws together a really good weekend. I guess I'm going to go Rory.
Okay. All right.
A little bit different. I mean, he's still on that struggle as well.
Yeah.
Looking for something, and not a lot of people, I don't think, would be expecting him. I mean, I feel like a few other names are going to stick out more than Rory at a tournament like this. So I think he might surprise some people and, you know, hopefully throw something together for him.
Well, you know, we talked about that at the Masters. And can he get that monkey off his back, right? Which I think's turned into a gorilla at this point. You know, it's just gotten so heavy, and he's gone on that long drought of a major win. And I think everybody was hoping he would get out, me included, was hoping that he would get that at Augusta and finally get that Masters victory for his Grand Slam, but just did not happen. Didn't make the cut. So, but you know what? He seems to do really well at some of these other, all the other majors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good pick for you. So who are you going to go for match three? You got first pick now.
I'm going to go Morikawa.
Stole my guy.
I think he thrives in these types of style of courses.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he gets on a hot streak. He gets dialed in. He can be dangerous. So
yeah,
I guess a little bit of a whim there. I mean, he hasn't been performing at his best lately. I think he's had some struggles. I think with his putting, if I'm not mistaken, but. He's always strong. When he's on, he's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it might be a good opportunity for him to put another one under his belt.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, that's who I was going with. If you weren't, so great pick. I really like Morikawa here. So this is gonna make it tough for me. Who do I go head to head with Morikawa? This is going to be a tough one. Gosh, I'm kind of torn between two guys, but I think I'm going to have to go with another guy that I think is just pretty steady Eddie, and that's Xander Schauffele.
No, he's good. I was debating between him too, but I went with him last time, so we'll try to keep it interesting. I don't want to keep picking the same guys,
yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of hard not to sometimes.
Mm-hmm, I know. All right, so match number four, final match other than the head-to-head for the top out of the top 50. So on that one, this is another one. Okay, I keep going back and forth on. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going back and forth between Max Homa and Patrick Cantlay, and I think I'm going to have to go with Cantlay.
Yeah,
because of his caddy. He picked up Tiger's caddy. I think that's huge. I think he can really help him in a major championship. It's the first time he's going to be on the bag for Cantlay in a major, and I think it's going to be the difference maker for him.
Possibly. That is a strong pick. I was thinking about him as well. I mean, he's one of those guys that just continues to hang around. Peek his head up in certain tournaments, and he hasn't really done it for a major yet. So, yeah, that's a great pick.
All right, so who you got going against Cantlay? Better make it a good one.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to do Sam Burns.
Old Sammy.
Yeah. He hasn't done too much, but I think if he's feeling okay, he'll put a round together.
I don't disagree.
And there's a good chance that he could finish high and get me some points.
I don't disagree with that. I like Sam Burns. He's one of those guys that we were talking about.
Sneaky.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's one of those guys we were talking about earlier. He can kind of come out of nowhere and win this thing. So, yeah, no, good pick. I really like these head-to-heads this time. I'm really super excited about this. So, match one, Scottie Scheffler for Nick, John Rahm for myself. Match two, Nick went with Rory. I went with Jordan. Match three, Nick went with Morikawa. I went with Xander Schauffele. And then match four, Nick's got Sam Burns. I've got Patrick Cantlay. Now it's time for our top 50. So, I think you got to go first on the top 50 pick last time, if I remember correctly, right?
Well, it ends the same because you went first, that's so right. I'll end up having to go now.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're right. So, who you got?
Don't
take my guy.
I know what your guy is.
I think you looked at my notes.
No, I can't see. You know I can't see. All right, well, I'm going to go out on a little bit of another limb here and hope that he is wanting it a lot more than everybody else, because that's what it's going to take for him to perform. A lot has happened with him over the last few years with the baby changing the swing a little bit. And it's going to be the old Slick Rick, old Ricky Fowler.
Oh, Ricky, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, that shocked me. Slick Rick. Yep. Ricky Fowler. All right. Well, we'll see about that. He's going to, yeah, you better hope he plays well.
That's why I said I'm kind of branching out here.
And, all right. You
know, last two picks better coming in clutch.
All right.
If not, it's going to just be my demise.
Well, listen, I'm feeling really good about my guy here.
With Kepka, aren't you?
Nope. No, nope, because he's actually inside the top 50, Koepka is.
Reed.
Nope. Nope. This guy's been red hot on the live tour right now.
Oh.
Taylor Gooch, baby.
The Goochinator?
The Goochinator. The Goochinator. I'm telling you, man, I'm feeling good about him.
All right.
How cool would that be if Taylor Gooch came out and won the PGA Championship?
Well, that's a big... That's a big, it's a tall task for him, but he has a strong chance of, being in the top 10.
I'm telling you, man, I got this gut feeling.
Outperforming Ricky Fowler, probably.
I think so.
But
the man's got a lot of confidence right now.
Maybe.
A lot. I mean, he's won twice on a live tour. He's got bank.
He may have
in
bank.
In the account.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean he has a game.
Well, he's had a game to win to get that bank.
Not in a major.
We'll see. No, not in a major. But, you know, he's kind of played well on the PGA Tour if you look back on it. So, that's my guy, man. I'm feeling really good about the Goochinator. All right. So, those are our picks for the PGA Championship. Really excited because it is the PGA Championship, like I mentioned earlier, as a PGA professional. Super proud of this one. Really, really proud of how they showcase us as PGA professionals, which is really cool, by the way. If you're watching the PGA leaderboard through the website or the app, they actually highlight local PGA professionals on the leaderboard. And a couple years ago, I was on there, and someone texted me a screenshot of it. I had no idea they were even doing that. And I thought that was really cool to see my name there on the leaderboard. And it's also one of the tournaments that I could actually qualify for, PGA professionals can qualify for and play in through the National PGA Professionals Tournament. And they take the top golfers in that tournament and they qualify for the PGA Championship. So maybe one day I'll have enough time to get out there and work on the game and try to qualify for that one day. That would be so awesome. Dream come true for sure. But I just think that's so great that they offer that to PGA professionals and give us the opportunity to play on a big stage like that. So again, really proud of this tournament and always excited. And again, super excited to see them play at Oak Hill this year. Nick, it's been a pleasure as always. thank you for your time today. And don't forget, go see Nick and his fellow colleagues over there at Golf Galaxy for all your golf equipment and golf accessory needs. If you need to make an appointment for a club fitting, give Nick a call. Be happy to work with you, get you fitted up for some new golf equipment, and get you lowering those scores. And again, please go out there, visit the Instagram page, Go Forth Golf, and then also Go Forth Golf on Twitter. Check out those reels that I'm posting out there that will really help you. Nice golf tips, quick golf tips that will really help you out in your game, get you lowering those scores. And but also feel free to reach out to me as well if you have any suggestions about things that we can be talking about, any topics we can be talking about here on the podcast. Would love to hear from you. Reach out to me on those social media pages or shoot me an email at scoforth@pga.com. Would absolutely love to hear from you. Nick, thanks as always, man. I'm gonna not going to wish you all the luck because I don't want to eat those hot wings. But
you need to.
I wish you some luck. It's going to be fun. I just like I like going back and forth with you, and then also kind of seeing where we stand during the during the tournament, and giving each other a little bit of crap there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it gives it another thing to be excited about and really focus on. So it's whoever wins or loses, it's definitely been fun.
For yeah, sure. No doubt about it. And be sure to check back on the social media pages as well. We'll post on there who won this particular match, and also talk about it on the next podcast. Thanks so much, Nick. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
That is a wrap on episode number 65. Thank you again for listening, and good luck to all the participants for the PGA Championship, and have fun watching this tournament. Like I said, I'm really excited about this tournament, and it's one of my favorite majors of the year due to the fact that I'm a PGA professional, and I really appreciate the way they support us as PGA professionals. Keep track of the picks that Nick and I made for this episode. See how we come out, and see who comes out on top for this week. Will I retain my lead for the majors, or will Nick tie me or surpass me after this tournament? We shall find out. The next episode will drop on June the 7th. That's Wednesday, June 7th. Remember, this podcast drops the first and the third Wednesday of every month. In that episode, I'm going to have some great tips for your swing, for your golf game that will help you lower those scores. So I will be back in that episode with some helpful tips for you. Don't forget to go out there, follow me on Instagram, the new page. It's been up for about a couple months now, Go Forth Golf. I've got some really informative tips, some really educational reels out there that will help you play better golf. And then also my TikTok page, again, at Go Forth Golf there. And then don't forget about my Twitter account, Go Forth Golf, and Go Forth Golf instruction on Facebook. So there's so many different ways to interact with me, to improve your golf game, to grow this golfing community that we formed together. And don't forget to tell other people about it, right? If there's anybody else out there you know that will enjoy the game as much as we do, whether it's friends, whether it's family, let them know about it so I can help them as well with their golf game. Until the next episode, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep hitting those greens in regulation. Keep draining those putts. And then most of all, keep going out there and having a great time. Don't lose sight of that. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today because it's going to make you feel amazing. And then remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at goforthgolfinstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.